Blog Talk Radio.
You're now listening to Life After Dusk with Daddy J. The best news, the best hip-hop, the best entertainment, the best everything.
Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Yes, make rumor get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Yes, make rumor get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Yes, make rumor get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Yes, make rumor get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Say AJ will leave your body on the floor till I'm on the lead of intercession. Break out the crack of dawn, keep the rings of wars blazing till it's gone. Proof can't believe the hype, the girls are gone, we getting
wild for the night.
Come with better moves, put up a better fight, keeping other opponents, yeah, they always in my sight. So before you come forward to the ring and enter, all eyes on you, yeah, front and center. If you're scared, then you're scared of still playing victory. Going strong for the belt, we're about to make history. Ring the bell, better yet, ring the alarm. Leaving bodies left with pain like a thing from a swarm. So we get all here, yeah, I know you really don't want none. You know who it is, make rumors get stomped on.
Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Yeah, make rumor get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Yeah, make rumor get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Yeah, make rumor get stomped on. Life After Dusk, make rumor get stomped on. Yeah, make rumor get stomped on.
What's up, what's up, what's up? This is your boy, Teddy J. Welcome, welcome to Life at Dusk Live. We are definitely getting in. And, man, it's definitely very, 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 very honored to do today's show because, man, today's show, it goes back to a person I've known for years upon years, man. And just watch them flourish and continue to stay blessed and do some big things in this industry. As far as in even more so, do some in the industry and give thanks to God or whatnot is definitely an honor to see. So, man, definitely can't wait to hear in the field. I'm going to have my boy Drew. I'm also showing that Drew come on here and I'm talking to him about how he can mix up a little bit of R&B urban appeal to gospel and just made us like crazy. And if y'all haven't got a chance to hear him, just go ahead. You can go to website, you'll be able to find everything at Drew Music on the number 4 letter U.com, and you can find everything on there. And it's just really a great blessing to continue to even grow and just really do big things. So I'm very proud of him and what he's doing. What we're going to do now, we're going to go ahead and go to the music here. Definitely want to say, y'all can check out this first, which is one of our main places to go there, and everything is just now that music.com. The radio show, a lot of the artists that come involved in the show, a lot of the models, all that kind of stuff. Go there.
Hang in there, and we're going to go ahead and go to a quick music break, so hang on. And this is, of course, this is a track that everyone knows. This is Mary Mary's God in You.
You're listening to The Sound.
You're the problem.
fire. It looks like it's doing some weird funky things right now. Switchboard's doing it being real funky. All right. Got to just bear with me then. Okay, so what we're going to do while I'm getting the switchboard together and whatnot, let's say I'm trying to give you an idea of Archie Booker. So you got The Truth, you got Kim Burrell, Ty Tribbett, Will Bowden, Tonix, Miss Mary Brown, Ryan Toby, Melanie Ishmael, Surreal, Janisha Bennett, and Lecrae, and so many more people. And he was also in episodes, you can see a couple episodes of this season, or the first season of VH1's Football Wise. So that's getting me a skinny on what's going on with him. And definitely looking forward to very blessed to have him on the show. And let's go ahead and see everything. They wanted to go right. He was just every now and then things when he right below talk. Let's go ahead and try it again. This is Mary Mary. God in me.
You're listening to The Sound.
Just crush your fingers. Let me get this going right.
What's up, everyone? This is Miss Rare Breed, and when I'm not recording, I'm listening to Life After Dusk live on Ice Radio USA and the Dust Spot. What's up?
What's up, everybody? It's your girl Elizabeth Langham, and whenever I'm not being a total goofball or trying to get famous, you know I'm listening to Life After Dusk live on Ice Radio USA and the Dust Spot. My man said.
Hello, everybody. This is Miss Computer Lady, WMCL. And whenever I'm not busy, I tune into Life After Dusk Live with Ceddie J on The Dusk Spot.
Know what times it may seem, but you cut them off when they talk about things so emotional. That's the way the girls are, but you can't win when we brushing them off like, ooh, let her air out her feelings. If you're a friend, won't you give her a minute? Like, ooh, your undivided attention. I've heard it's okay, give up the floor to your girl and, yeah.
And hear just what she's trying to say, cause you might miss this.
No reason to be tripping.
Just humble yourself, trying to get so defensive.
Be more understanding.
Like, whoa, just consider her feelings. Be willing to allow her to speak your mind. Yeah,
whoa.
Can't be so hard headed. That'll get you nowhere. Remember, I said it.
And if it's what she's trying to say, that you might miss it. Nothing, just to lend an ear to her. All she wants, wants from you. When she talks, you hear her through. The same as time, love, affection. Listen, it's a kiss.
And here's just what she's trying to say. Cause you might miss it.
Someone who will might take your place.
Ooh,
but it really won't hurt.
No,
get some attention.
No.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Red Shades. And when I'm not writing songs or directing music videos, I'm tuning in to my boy, Ceddie J on Life After Dusk and The Dusk Spot. Make sure you check out his website on duskhours.ning.com. Become a member right now. All right, y'all. One.
All right, welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome to Life After Dusk Live with your boy, Teddy J. That was a quick music break. And, man, it's definitely, like I said, it's definitely a crazy show today. So I'm in love with everyone that's I'm tuning in, whether you're listening on Facebook, on through Twitter, on iTunes, however you listen to it, or straight on to Blog Talk Radio itself.
I want to thank you and continue to do what you're doing, the word out there. Let everyone know to continue to support the show. Continue to bring you great shows. That's what we do. All right. So,
we're going to do what I think on the line right now. We got
it's one and only Dr. Music Extraordinaire for Drew McGill. My boy Drew.
Hey, what's going on, my brother?
Nothing much, man. Welcome to Life After Dusk Live for the first time.
Hello, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello?
What's up, what's up, man? Welcome to the show for the first time.
Oh, man, thanks, man. What's going on, my brother?
Nothing much, man. I'm just, you know, it's a crazy day in the studio right now, but it gets through it sometimes and just have and things align themselves the way they need to be aligned, so.
Right.
But most definitely, man, one thing I want to say is I'm just right off the bat, just want to say I'm just proud of you, the things you've done in all the years I've known you, and You came a long way, man. Just a lot of accomplishments have happened for you, and you definitely want that. Another thing to commend you with as well, you've always kept God first in it all, and it's definitely showing in your work.
Praise God, man. Man, you too. I'm proud of you too, man. We both come a long way.
Long way, man.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Mount Rose Baptist Church, man. Missionary
right.
Baptist, excuse me. And this is man, it's definitely been great, just knowing y'all. And I got a chance to come by the Bible study yesterday too. I thought that was pretty cool. Be able to use technology. Because a lot of people they take it for granted that it's like they don't think that the church can use certain things, and God had a hand in making everything that's out there. So obviously, whatever new stuff comes out, the church should be able to use that as well. And
oh yeah,
I thought
definitely.
That was pretty cool the way y'all did that. I was like, oh my gosh, they got cyber Bible studies. I kind of like this. especially like with me, I do the show. I do my show from 7 to 8, so I don't. So if I miss it like that way, I don't get to catch a show. I don't get to go to Bible study. And so that's very cool doing that way, because then I can do it literally right after I finish my show and go, okay, let me go get some teaching,
yeah.
Some word.
Yeah, man. Yes, Cyber Cathedral, man, is major. I believe that what the word says, that all things are made by him and for him, speaking of God. And we have to use every vehicle and every tool necessary, man, to deliver the message of the kingdom and to preach the gospel to throughout the world.
Exactly. Y'all definitely, I was definitely impressed by the whole, everybody just in awe of it. Oh, my God. So today, I'm like, so hooked. I'm like, off of one day now. I'm like, yeah, I got to definitely continue to support. And it's good, too, because then that way I get to, I get to support both the church, church I'm at, and my first church home as well. So it's kind of good because I get to support both people at the same time. So I love it that way.
That's what's up.
And man, most definitely, man. Well, as far as the reason I'm having you on here today is because, you know, talk about some of your music, man. Just how you just continue to just do some great stuff. And one of the first things I ever, me personally, that I caught you doing, and that's even going back further than that, and you talk about you playing in the church and whatnot, as far as like one of the first recordings I heard was your CD, Emergency Assistance, and I said to people, tell you, I said that that's a card.
Wow.
Well, yeah,
I don't even have that CD no more.
The car.
Wow.
Oh, man. It was
tell you, I thought the city changes. I'll tell you exactly what's going to be in there. And you ain't even go out there. I don't even have to be in the car. I can tell you what's in the city. City changes. I can tell you what I took out and put in there. So
Wow. That's
one of them. Because one thing you did very well, and we're talking about this more for you in the interview, is like you found a way to take hip hop music. And because it's a lot of elements of hip hop that's not bad. There's a lot of times we only see the pro as far as publicized in our face every 5 minutes, and it's always something bad for the most part.
Right.
But there's good stuff that can be used from it and combine gospel with it as well, and it sounds really good. And like y'all find a way to just make everything. It was like wow. I was like, wow. I listened to the original song that was they used the track, and I go, okay, dang, man. Like, after you go to your version, it's like, dang, like, they used this track. Like, one of my favorites is the track y'all use, the running beat.
Chris Brown, yeah.
He's working on me. He's working on
man, that's really? So old. Yeah, man. Well, again, it's just using those vehicles and those tools that are already effectively reaching people, and allowing it to glorify God and to speak life into those who hear it. I really believe that we have to be very progressive. And we have to be very wise when it comes to reaching people and winning souls. And hip-hop is just not black culture. It's not even just American culture. It is the culture of the world. And the society that we live in is very much influenced by the hip-hop culture. So it's just a matter of injecting Christ into the culture. The word is the same. And the thing about the word, it's because it's absolute truth, it's always relevant to every situation that we deal with in life. However, if we don't use wisdom when it comes to sharing the message of the kingdom to others, it'll be very hard to reach them in this day and age. I always use the analogy that, just because I like steak, I'm not going to go fishing with a piece of steak because that's not the right kind of bait to use a fish. You have to use worms and other things that fish have an appetite for in order to draw them in. So that's basically what it is, man.
Exactly. I mean, I myself wasn't nowhere a couple of those artists any song, but I've done a chance where at my church as well, I've taken hip hop music and rapped over it and got a message over it that was just like, wow. And like I did it for New Year's Eve and people were like, okay, it was like, okay. And one of the great things is you can take hip hop and take gospel and you can get the older crowd up, then you know you're doing something right. That's always the hardest thing to do, because even if you got gospel over there, like, I don't know if I want to stand up and dance to this. You know, they do all that. But it's that's the thing, but it's just like, it's a matter of what music. A lot of people are, you know, they kind of get accustomed to what they grew up listening to. It just takes some, and it's not that they're being mean, it's just it takes some time to warm to, because what they may have listened to when they were younger isn't necessarily what we listen to now. So that's
right.
How it is.
Right.
And it goes back
things
to what
changing.
You said with the fish.
Yeah. Things change, and they evolve, and, you know, I'm actually personally got a lot of support from some of the more older, more seasoned believers, and even people who have children and grandchildren who don't necessarily know how to reach them. You know, God uses certain people for a certain audience, and once you recognize who you're sent to, and who your demographic is and your target audience, then it just makes you even more comfortable, and it makes you even more aggressive when it comes to delivering the message to them.
Exactly.
You know, it takes a lot for someone to say, "Hey, I can't reach these people, but you can, so I'm supporting you 100%. And fortunately, I have had the pleasure of coming in contact with some of the older saints who have been very supportive of my ministry and what they see God doing through me for this generation.
Right, and it's just like whether it's secular music or gospel music, you definitely always have to give. You always, in my opinion, I think you have to go back into where people who paved the way. You have to have an appreciation for their music too, in order to understand to do something new. Because a lot of people they just listen, like they always say, my favorite rapper is, but they can't name anybody that was older rappers or even further. So name one that was before rap, and like I'm one of the people I could still listen to some old gospel and still get crunk.
Right, but you can't fault those who weren't raised with that. I was raised in church, so you know I can get down with like the Walter Hawkins and the Thomas Whitfield and the Milton Bronson and a lot of the older Clark Sisters and things of that nature that I was accustomed to hearing. John P. Key, you know, people like that when I grew up, you know, those are people I listened to. But the thing about it is anybody who's gone before us has influenced us in some type of way. So even if you can't go as far back as John P. Key and you can just go back to Kirk Franklin, well, Kirk Franklin carries in him the James Cleveland and the John P. Key and the, so many other people whose shoulders he stands on. So you can appreciate it, but you know, if you're not acquainted with that, you know, and that doesn't necessarily meet you where you are, there are definitely those who are out there who do appreciate and have a value and have a connection to the history of gospel music.
Oh, definitely, man. Like you said, like, that's a lot of worried people. If you continue to see it, like, first of all, like, Mary, the way that this style of music has been throughout their career period, they've pretty much been very progressive in how they put up that music. You know, they had an upbeat and powerful, real, like a lot of the powerful lyrics and stuff, and that's the power ballads and the gospel music that they put out. And people have felt that, and then they've also found a way to move over into the hip-hop realm, which we played earlier, God and Eden. Like, I remember when I first heard it, I thought it was a commercial. I was like, hold on. I was like, dang, this is like, Mary really did this. I didn't realize when I first heard it, I was like, man, I got to figure out who is this. Who's the singer? I was like, man, I haven't heard the one really take hip-hop and gospel and just hit it like that. I was like, man, I thought it was definitely set, the way it was toned, that was definitely right. It was going to succeed because it was commercial. It had that commercial appeal to it, but at the same time, it still stayed true to gospel at the same time.
Right. I agree. When I first heard the song, I heard it on the album, and it was before it became a single. And I was like, yo, this song is going to take off. I say, I hope they make this a single because it's hot. And even to this day, man, I mean, you know, you can put the song on, it'd be like the first time I ever heard it, man, because it just jams like that. And it's so true and relevant to us as believers.
It's one of those things. It's definitely an undeniable hit. As far as, like, too, man, like for those that haven't had a chance of knowing your background even more, so like how'd you actually even get into music? As far as like how'd you get into music, period, and then how'd you get to this point as you are now?
You want the long version or the short version?
You give us a Wikipedia version.
I gave you the brief version.
Even though we talked about that yesterday, Wikipedia.
Wikipedia. Right. Now, I'm going to give you the accurate version. I'm not going to give you the Wikipedia version. I'm going to give you the Merriam-Webster accurate. Of course, I started in church. My mom's a singer. My dad's a musician. Both of my sisters sing. I started on drums, and I had a talent for singing, but I never really pursued it because I always wanted to be on the drums. I really started to find out that I could sing in high school, and I was playing for my high school choir, but my music teacher wouldn't let me play drums if I didn't sing in the choir. So she said, all the songs don't have drums, so you're going to have to sing in the choir sometimes when you're not on the drums. So, of course, she did audition me, and I tried my best to sing like I couldn't really sing, but she put me in the choir anyway. And out of that, I became a part of a R&B group out of my high school called Forte. Me and four other guys, and we had like a, I would say like a Drew Hill, Boyz II Men type of style. We were all young because we were in high school. We had a real nice harmonic sound with the youth behind it, and had very much success in Philadelphia, and had opportunities to do some stuff with record labels that didn't come through, and it was all because of God's plan. I always had a desire to do music, gospel music, but I like music, period. I've always had a very balanced life where I was able to listen to all different genres, whether it be old school, R&B, rap, pop, rock, whatever, jazz, classical. You know, I grew up with my dad as a musician. Even though he was a pastor, he was a musician as well, so he appreciated so many different forms of music. So, of course, I got into music, and because it was R&B, you know, I knew I was saved, but at the same time, I wanted my music to bring glory to God and to point people to the cross. So I was like, well, Lord, these are my boys, and I want to be with them. So, if you want me to do gospel, you got to make a way. I kind of gave God an ultimatum. And lo and behold, you know, we ended up in Texas. So that was an opportunity, man, for me to start everything fresh, for me to actually utilize the gifts and talents that God gave me for his glory and to win souls. Because it's one thing to do it as an R&B singer and to be a Christian, but it's another thing to just, just go out there, as a someone who is representing the kingdom and representing God and doesn't have to deal with any type of compromise or a threat of compromise on your career or your music for the sake of selling records or things of that nature. So it brought me to this point, man. I still was at the drum set, and I eventually took over the music ministry at my dad's church, and then I started Renewed, and then that started from a college choir that I took over at TCC, and then, eventually everything just moved into this place to where I'm by myself, and God gave me opportunity to launch out and start a solo career, and praise God, it's been successful. And I've only done it because of God told me to do it, you know. So out of his obedience, out of my obedience to him, you know, I started working on a project, man. And, of course, what's in you is going to come out. I've always been the one to be very progressive and the one to always do things different and to do things that are more cutting edge and a little more out of the box than what you would expect from contemporary gospel music. So I've been getting wonderful feedback, man, whether from both secular and Christian audiences alike, man. People just love it. It's music that you can just listen to first and foremost, and then it'll feed your spirit, and it'll give you a message of hope and inspiration.
Was that short enough for you?
Definitely. Okay, cool. I try to cram it all in.
One of the things you hit on real good, you were saying that both the secular audience and the Christian artists both felt this stuff. And the thing is, at the end of the day, you know, some people are of the more of the world and not Christians. I'm gonna say quite yet, 'cause some of y'all just y'all have to take y'all time, and we all have our times when we wake up and we decided, okay, we definitely want God in our lives. And basically, as far as with the secular artists feeling music, like you said before, people enjoy music, good music.
Yeah.
If it so happens to be gospel music, then they listen to that music because they want to hear good music and they like that it makes them feel good.
Right. And we have to give people music that they can enjoy, and there's no set way to deliver the message of the kingdom. As long as it's the message of the kingdom and its word and its truth, you know what I'm saying, you want to be able to express yourself musically the way that God gives it to you. There's no formula, there's no way that it has to be done. You just want to make sure that it's true to who you are, and you want to make sure that it is effective in who it's set out to reach.
And something else big too that I definitely commend you on being a forerunner for, and something I hope to see other people do more in a larger scale, was when you did the Light Club. All of that was very innovative there. How y'all were able to say, okay, a lot of people they still want that nightlife. But they want to do it to where they can enjoy and be in fellowship with other Christians and whatnot. And so what y'all did, what I liked about that was it was a whole night scene environment, but we had to where it was spoken word, you had some singing, and you even had to, where the points that you had right there, but you have to start dancing around to something more upbeat music. So it was very interesting. I think that's something that a lot of people should look into. I hope as far as something that becomes a very larger scale, because people will definitely get behind it.
Just
the audience I had then, it was definitely tremendous to see. You had the food, they had to be a food from the kitchen too.
Yeah.
I was telling y'all, man, it was like, okay, please.
Them chicken wings and nacharitas.
Yes.
That was fun, man. That's fun. This is another thing. You know, the thing about it is, you know, the Bible says that, you know, without faith it's impossible to please God, and that the just shall live by faith, and so on and so forth about faith. And sometimes people are not going to like what you're doing. You know, you just have to believe that God told you to do it. You got to step out on faith and do it. And Light Club was one of those things. We had one of the radio personalities, gospel radio personalities, hosting it. And at the same time, he would go back and he would take callers and who would talk down about it and talk about how can you have a club and a church combined and this and that. And, so a lot of people didn't necessarily understand it. But when they saw that it was a God thing, and they saw how people were able to come into a clean environment and enjoy themselves, and some people were being impacted, their lives were being impacted by the experience, it started to take off, man. And you know, that's all I can ask for. You know, you never have to really stand up for yourself. You don't have to validate yourself. You just run the race, and you finish the course that God gives you, and you stay focused on the purpose, and God will validate you. He'll be the one to back you up.
Right, it's just going to it. Really, at the end of the day, really nothing is new under the sun. At the end of the day, nothing is new under the sun. And
right.
Everything is kind of, it kinda has its time. Like, certain people might not like something then, but, because, like, first, like, when y'all, well, I mean, one of the things y'all did that did happen, like when y'all put out their emergency assistance, it was some people, you know, some people was like, I don't know about this, man. I don't know what they turned to me till they have this with this. And that's because it just wasn't, you know, things do happen. It's not that the thing isn't good. It's just
right.
Things, it just at a certain time that some of that a mass amount of people don't catch on to it quick enough.
Right. And you know, that's one of the things about being a forerunner and being one who's like a trailblazer, and you're up there, so you know about the trailblazers a little bit. But one thing about that is that, you know, a lot of times we're just given a job to show people that it's possible, and to be an inspiration so that other people can get out of the box. And, you know, so I don't mind being that dude. I don't mind being, you know, the forerunner, being crazy enough to do something that hasn't been done, just so it can create opportunities for other people to get us out of their box and to see God in a bigger way.
No, definitely. And that's it. Like, it was, I remember, like, then a lot of people were like, may have not really felt emergency assistance then. It's something, because it was a brand new course, like you said, it's a brand new idea. But if you took that same exact project, you play it for some of the same people, they're like, man, this mother bumping. It's like, dude, we used to play this like years ago.
Man,
that's the same thing they do even with music that isn't gospel music. You think about it,
right.
There'll be a song we hear here in Dallas every day, and we're here, we heard it, it's like 2 years old, but then it becomes a big hit to everyone in the country 2 years later.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is like it says, it's going to be the same. It's pretty much the same, man. Like, it's just, it's, and I like it, and like, the thing I like about it too is, I always tell people, like, a lot of people always whine and whine, and I understand, because it drives me insane, though. I understand that sometimes it's so stretches, but I like when I go through some hard times, because then when something great happens, I'm like, it makes me really excited when that great thing happens to me. And I look at it as, and everyone's like, oh, I made a mistake, I have regrets. I don't look at it as I look at it as an opportunity, as something, okay, look at this. This is a way of growth for me to understand something better when another thing even crazier of that same exact magnitude comes at me, I'll be prepared for it.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I think Einstein said it like, I never fail, I just learn what not to do the next time.
Exactly.
So, I mean, failure is just success the opposite way. You know what I mean? So you have to learn from it, you know, to be successful the next time around. And when you see failure as something that works for you instead of against you, then you'll always come out on top, man.
Definitely, man. As far as I'm from, in my notebook, what's the single that everyone's like feeling right now? What's like thinking of, like, oh, I got to hear this one the most? What's been getting?
Oh, man, it all really depends, man, because a lot of people like to hear certain stuff live, and some people just like when they just jam in the CD, they just like to hear certain songs. You know what I'm saying? So, I Loved You First is a song that a lot of people like to listen to. But Paralyzed is one of the songs that people like to hear me do live. So, and then there's a couple of other songs on there too. I don't even have a favorite, to be honest, man. I just listen to it. I enjoy all of it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, like I said, it goes back to emergency assistance too. Like, before I got to the CD, I saw y'all perform the song. Because y'all performed it live when y'all was selling the CD later on that night. Y'all sold the CD, and it was crazy because, every time I listen to the songs now, I think of them the way I saw them live, and it's, like, crazy, like.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. When you have that experience with it, it just kind of brings the CD to life when you listen to it.
Yes. Yeah. I wouldn't even say that you're just an artist. I would say you're a gospel entertainer, because y'all, what other thing y'all did great and pretty, and I would say everyone in our Voices Unlimited definitely commend them on, was that they were great entertainers as well, because not only were we just drawn in about the music itself, y'all found a way to keep it entertaining and keep your attention going. Go, okay, Yeah, y'all start bringing the moves. Y'all start bringing the moves in instead of screwdriver. Oh man, when I'm not driving, I start doing that like a screwdriver.
So you never got project edification there. You never got the PE.
No, I did, man. I was gonna say it. I'm like skip some, and then now maybe in my notebook. And so now I'm like,
so you gotta get the thing.
I'm so mad.
It was like 10 times better than emergency assistance.
Oh man,
it was good, man. It was well put together.
I'm real high behind that now. See, I gotta catch up, man. That's what I gotta do, man. I'm gonna be y'all on like, okay, update my music roster some more.
I don't even have any copies left, man. I gotta actually find one. And try to send it to you or something, because I don't even know where the first place to look for it.
Oh man, yeah. I mean, and that's definitely good. I mean, just like I said, a lot of people support y'all, and people going to support real. They're going to support people who are being real and staying true to themselves. Let's be true. That's why I tell artists. Period. That's why I tell. The hip hop artists, R&B artists, country artists, whatever, who came through here, I'm telling them to be real to themselves, because that's the thing. People gonna buy your music if you like when people put these fake personas and they do music. It's like a lot of people might buy your music. How's your integrity gonna feel?
Right.
Those dollars don't amount to integrity for me.
Right.
And. And it goes like with your music. That's how with me the show. I mean, when I first started the show, I would get people in the chat room to come in, and they were just naysayers and just coming and starting trouble on the show, and seeing what they could who they could screw around with and make them mad and whatnot.
Mm.
And they were like, "Oh, your show sucks and all that." And the thing is, it's hard. It's like I said, we talked before. It's hard. I'm going to that stuff when you're in this industry. This period, like being able to get through it, and I stay true to my guns. Support independent artists, and up and coming artists. That's better, man. It's a better feeling, and just watch it because then I get to grow with y'all. I love doing it. Here we go, man. I remember you were doing this. I remember you doing that. It feels so much better that way.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I'm excited about the show, man, and about what you're doing, man. And, be praying, man, that you that it's very successful. You know what I'm saying? And that people are blessed by hearing you and the people that you interview and talk with, man. That it opens doors for not only them but for yourself, man.
Definitely, he's already been opening doors. As I said before to people, 2010 wasn't. A lot of times we all, and when it's a hard month to really, like when the new year comes, get ready to come, we all kind of get tied up into not forgetting that we just lived the whole entire year, and we kind of go, 2011 is my year. But in a sense, you got to think about whatever year that you're in, getting ready to go into a new year, be thankful for that year, because first of all, there's some people who didn't make it past January of that year.
Right.
But you're still alive. Some people didn't. You also got a chance to succeed in some things. It might not be as big, but you succeeded somehow. And I did this year, as our pastor said, he said, this year is the year of the harvest. All the seeds that you have planted for, for the past 5 years, are now getting ready to harvest themselves, and definitely look forward to it. And I definitely agree with this. Even for him telling me that, God speaking to me himself. You know, I see that it is a year to harvest because a lot of things are happening. Just in January itself has been surprising. I'm like, this already happened already. I don't want to know what's happening the rest of the year.
I know, right?
Oh, I know, man.
This is going to be a great year, man.
Oh, man. Most definitely, man.
And I'm definitely remind people how to check yourself out and everything. Y'all can go to his official website. Go to Drew.
Drew Music, number four.
There we go. But I missed a part of it.
It's okay. Drew Music for you, the number four, letter U. You can also go to ReverbNation.com / Drew Music. You can go to Facebook.com / Drew Tunes, TUNES. You can go to get it off of CD Baby, where you can get a physical copy or get a download copy. That's cdbaby.com /CD/ Drew in my notebook. Or you can just look up Drew in my notebook on iTunes and get a download copy there. So I'm all over the web, man.
And the show's available on, all the shows are pretty much available on iTunes too. So whenever they go on there, which is free, so you can download the show for free while you're there.
Right,
support
right.
him and definitely buy his music, support him. And definitely impressive. I watched grow and definitely glad to see this doing some really big things. And, man, one more thing I definitely want to say, man, as far as, like, any upcoming projects that we can look for, any upcoming shows that everyone needs to keep their eye on.
Yes, sir. We got a tour starting, man, in March. Artist named Norris J, who's a Christian hip hop artist. Nai, who she's also urban gospel pop artist. Group called Undefeated. They're like a hip hop rock group, like kind of like a Black Eyed Peas of gospel. A girl named Shy Amos, and she's kind of like a Lauryn Hill, where she does poetry, she raps, and she sings. She's real dope. We're starting a tour, man, in March. It's going to be regional, and then we're going to move off into to your area, man. And I just praise God for it, man. It's going to be something that people have never seen before. I've never seen, even on a secular tour, them have a group, R&B style dude, R&B style girl, a poet, rapper, singer, and a rapper. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, we just gonna hit them like, you know, just it's gonna be so unexpected, man. I really believe that God is gonna really do some great things with it, man. It's gonna take off because it's definitely needed. It is definitely something new, man. So I'm excited about it. Y'all look out for it. I'll have dates posted up on all of those sites that I just mentioned, so you can check it out. Hopefully we'll be able to make it out there to Portland someday. So we'll see, man. But to God be the glory, man. I'm just looking forward to exciting things. To God's yes and God's best this year, man.
Oh, definitely, man. I was sending love to the family as well too. It's grown up all these years over at Mount Rose. So I was over there, living over on Morningside.
Yes, sir.
It's definitely been a part of this. It's kind of just grown to me, and definitely set a foundation for everything that's definitely went on in my life, and just
praise
definitely
God.
Led me in the right direction. So
praise God, man.
Definitely want to send love to all of them. And so just definitely let them know, say, Teddy said, what's up?
That's what's up, man. I'll do that.
As well as too, man, I definitely want to go ahead and as well, everyone, I told you when I was going to give y'all a big announcement for today. I've been wondering, because one thing that's been going on, Lost House is going to make all these crazy changes come February 1st. February 1st, all these big changes happen. And basically, everyone's going to wonder, oh, man, is he still doing the show? I know I've been kind of saying, I might not do the show on Lost House anymore, and I'll just be on Ice Radio. But what we're going to do is we'll be doing the show live from Ice Radio during the week, and then during the weekend, you get to hear the best of show.
you get like a 30-minute best of show on like Saturday, Friday or Saturday here on Blog Talk. So there you go. I'm technically not leaving. I'll still be here. So just definitely wanted to just reassure you all, because everyone's like freaking out, like, okay, is he not going to be here anymore? It's like, okay. So that's what's going down. And you're ready to close, man. I'm going to go ahead and say my famous phrase, man. Just, you know, everyone that can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/SettyJDisc, and you can go into my crazy world of me being silly, me inspiring people, a little bit of everything. And I leave you this: in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember where there's a J, or there's a Dream, or there's a Drew, or there's a you, to God there is a way. And y'all have tuned to another episode of Life at Dusk Live with your boy Setty J. Make sure y'all stay blessed. Continue to grow in what you're doing. And remember, this is a year of the harvest, so definitely, definitely, definitely go pick those fruit and those vegetables. And I also want to say one thing. You get luck. Good luck in that fast, because like I said, that fast, man, it helped. It's weird. I still to this day, like, that fast helped me in how I eat, period. Like,
oh, man.
I just don't eat certain things as much as I used as much. As like, okay, I don't really want to eat that as much. It's, I could be a once every 9 days.
You recognize you don't need it.
Yeah, people freak out and they go, oh my God, I'm going crazy. I don't know what to do. I can't do this. And that's the thing, it's hard. It's because when you're doing change, it's hard. So I know it's probably hilarious watching other people that's while they're speaking Nagas for the first time. So it's definitely just bless them, man. And let them know that Sonny J say they will make it through it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, man.
Yes, sir. You too. Bless you, man. And bless those who are listening. And have a great year, man.
Definitely, man. And in the words of Chris Brown,
peace.